Welcome to the Assemblée Dance Studio Coaching Podcast, the go-to podcast for all things dance studio ownership, growth, management, and more. I'm your host, Claire O'Shea, and I'm thrilled to be with you on this exciting journey. Whether you're a seasoned studio owner or just starting out, our mission is clear: to empower you with the knowledge, strategies, and inspiration needed to take your dance studio to new heights. From marketing mastery to team building brilliance, we cover it all. Each episode is packed with interviews from industry leaders, practical tips, and the kind of insider knowledge that can make a real difference. We understand the unique challenges you face, and we're here to support you every step of the way. And for an encore experience and exclusive extra content, make sure to subscribe to our members-only content on Apple or Spotify. Your journey to studio excellence just got even more exciting. So grab your headphones and get ready to dance into the world of business excellence. Assemblée isn't just a podcast. It's your exclusive backstage pass to the strategies, stories, and secrets that dance studio owners need to not only survive, but thrive. Let's jump in. Hey guys, it's Claire O'Shea here, and welcome back to another episode of the Assemblée Dance Studio Coaching Podcast. In today's episode, I'm so excited to be jumping into our Double Your Dance Studio series, which is a 12-part series that we are launching this year, but it can be used at any time that you are coming to listen to this. It's a free download and it's a free challenge with 12 installments over a 12-month period. But if you are super nifty and want to get in and jump in and dive in faster, you can do that as well. So today's episode is all about doubling your dance studio with streamlined trials. So we're going to talk all about the different types of trials and how to streamline them to essentially get your studio from wherever you are to double if that is your goal. So stay tuned if you want to find out more about how to double your dance studio with streamlined trials. Joining me today, as always, is a lovely Mariah.
Hi, guys.
And Mariah has a lot of insight into trials because she, at my studio, has a lot of like control on the back end of setting them up, making sure that they are automated and that all of that is working. And then Mariah also on the other side is really tracking our numbers and making sure that that's converting well. So while she might not necessarily follow up individually, she is sort of seeing all sides. So it's really great to have her here. So first off, I guess I want to start with talking about how streamlining your trials could effectively double your dance studio. Mm. Do you have any like initial thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's really important. That's my like initial thought, is like how much a difference of streamlining your trial process will have an effect on growing your business.
I think, yeah, it was all, I asked sort of a silly question because I just wanted to.
That's okay.
But basically, we all spend so much time and energy either with paid ads or, you know, getting out to the community, to posting in Facebook groups, to going like physically going into a preschool to ask for new students. We spend so much time getting those students at least either interested or through our doors. And then often I see with clients or friends and things that maybe there's just not really a clear process for the follow-up.
Yeah.
And obviously the people who are super, super keen are going to kind of keep kind of knocking down your doors.
Yes.
But there's a lot of lazy / busy people who
sit on the fence and forget.
Yeah, or just forget, or like it's not a priority for them. Yeah. Understand it. Like I am like the worst for this. Like we'll do a trial at a Pilates place and then we'll sign up a month later.
Yeah.
Because, oh my God, a month has passed. I'm like, oh, shivers, I need to sign up for that. Like I forgot about it. So, you know, I think part of me,
like the business being proactive about it will push you more to be like, oh yeah, I should do that.
And again, like as a business owner, I get frustrated. I'm like, oh, it'd just be so much easier if people just acted. But as a consumer, that is who I am.
Yeah.
So I try not to get as frustrated because that I am me.
Yeah.
So basically all the info we're going to go over today, we're going to save this in the podcast. You can come back to it. We'll probably share it via email as an audio file as well. But, you know, people are driving, washing the dishes, running around after kids, busy, and we know you might not have time to implement that now. So we have created a free download which sort of has all this information in a more streamlined checklist for you to start enacting. So a part of this challenge is that we want to give you sort of clear and simple steps to put into action in your business to start seeing results. So if you would like a copy of that, head to assembledancestudiocoaching.com/double-your-dance-studio. So the first big step or the key step is to capture the information and store it in a way that is going to work for your team and also be able to be used moving forward. So, for example, if you already are a frequent email sender, you have like a system set up with where you're storing all of that information, potentially your Dance Studio software might have the capability of having that. It's normally called more of like a CRM. Is that right? Like a customer management software versus something like your Dance Studio software, which manages your roles.
Yes.
So some of the ones you might be aware of are something like, you know, MailChimp, HubSpot, Squarespace, even something as simple as having different groups saved on your like Mac Mail or whatever mail version you have. For us, I think we've talked about in the past, we use something called Kartra, which is much more elaborate and not necessary for everyone because we have
we use it for multiple reasons.
Reasons. But I really like it, but it's real expensive. Yeah, woof! When it's particularly with the US to Australian conversion.
Yeah. So and you wouldn't use it only if you were just doing emails. Like it's
silly goose. So really that's only needed if you're wanting to have different landing pages or I think a large Dance Studio. But something like MailChimp I think is great. And again, it's free for up to a certain amount and then you pay a subscription. You can kind of manage that and kind of keep clearing out those email lists to make sure. So how you would make this automated is that you would have like a free trial or a paid trial kind of link on your website. And then you have it sort of set up and linked to one of these softwares. So they'd either sign up for the trial or give their information so you capture it. And so then you have the capability of creating an email series or a flow that follows them up after their trial.
Yeah.
So we have, again, it kind of connected with Kartra, but also our Dance Studio software, which is called Class Manager, has a trial booking function with an automated
follow-up email,
which it didn't always have, but it does have that now.
Yeah.
So most
and also a reminder before.
Oh, that I think is probably the best bit.
Yeah.
So most Dance Studio softwares will have somewhere like this.
Yeah.
And then again, it is still storing the information for you and then you might want to take it a next step further in the future and get that information and store it into somewhere like MailChimp, for example, to kind of keep in touch maybe with the people who decided not to enroll at the time, but you never know, they might be interested in doing it next year or next month or coming to your school holiday workshop. So that's a different topic altogether. So essentially I want you to really have a think about, and you could always like create a map or like, you know, get out a notebook or a whiteboard and have a really clear and simple trial. So like what steps does your customer have to take to book a trial and then what will the follow-up process be? And this is something that should be easily replicated for every person who comes through the door. So say you're a one woman or man show and you only have X amount of time. Like you don't want an elaborate thing that you can't keep up with.
Yeah.
Alternatively, you might have someone who works on the front desk or, you know, who does admin for you a couple of hours a week. And again, you don't want to make it so excessive that it's not manageable. So having a clear and simple trial and follow-up system, but having it mapped out in a process and a clear system. In the past, again, we have used Trello so that once we mapped out the steps we wanted them to take, we had a board that had like the title. So it might be like step one, engage with ad, or step one, contact us.
Yeah.
And so either they've reached out to us.
Or they could have just straight up booked a trial. Yeah. And so they sort of added them to whatever board like was relevant to them. I know actually our team at the moment has found just using Google Sheets as a faster alternative right now.
We've had a bit of an influx at the start of the year, but normally throughout the year it's probably not an issue.
Yeah, and a lot of the time it's just like a sort of highlight situation.
But to be honest, there's nothing wrong with using Google Sheets.
No.
Use that too. I'm just kind of giving alternatives. Yeah. So something.
Yeah.
Google Sheets.
Something to track. Keep aware of. Yeah.
Trello. We use ClickUp.
Yeah.
Whatever's going to work for you, and again, it could just be like a traffic light system.
Yeah.
Red, haven't contacted. Orange, tried. Green, made contact. It's as simple as that. It doesn't have to be huge. And that way we have the information and particularly something through like Trello or ClickUp, it's almost like digital post-it notes for each sign up and the team can then track each inquiry through the process we have lined up. So it might go along something like, you know, booked inquiry,
made inquiry, booked trial. That might be the next step. The next step might be like trial, reminder sent, trial attended or not attended. So that triggers the team to then follow that up again, and then followed up after trial, enrolled, not enrolled.
Yeah.
So that's
The process.
That's really pretty much the process. And you might have different steps and things along the way, but that's what you'd want to have outlined, whatever the steps are you want to take on whatever technology you want to use. Yeah. Have it clear so that either you or your team members can do that for you. A big tip I have is that at some point, I think sometimes a text or a phone call is really important because, sad, but I do think emails are slowly kind of getting jumbled up in the wash of the world. So, you know, there's a lot of noise in inboxes. So sometimes a text can be like that sort of like quick reminder, or a phone call. Obviously, again, there's that more personal connection. Obviously, the best way is to talk to them then and there after their trial. And that's something we've really been training with our team and encouraging our team to do on the spot, not to pressure people, but just to, you know, take away the extra steps that they needed to follow up. Another big tip is to track your conversion rates of inquiry to book, and then also track your conversions from trial to enrolled. So you can really compare from term to term or quarter to quarter or season to season and start pushing yourself or your team to increase. We tie this again in with our studio report document, which we've talked about before. So you could always scroll back and look for that, which our team refers to a lot throughout the year. As you guys would know, there's not a lot of industry standards that are out there. So to ensure that our team is improving, our studio is improving, we have it really documented so that we can, you know, try and push and improve on ourselves. That's really all we can do. And lastly, again, if it's you, I want you to really take the time to kind of map this out so that you're confident in the process and the follow-up. You might even, you know, some people are nervous asking for sales. So you might have to kind of draft a little script or something.
Yeah.
We had a training about that from a sales expert once, which was really, really good. Mm. So either mapping out the processes for yourself, or again, mapping them out either to train someone else to do it or to hand that off to someone else. So staff or team training is really, really important. And thinking about who you want or who was maybe has that tendency to be a really good talker. That's the right word.
Talker, yeah.
And who is really like, what's the word I'm looking for? Has attention to detail as well. Yeah. So we're not missing people or follow-ups to ensure consistency and professionalism. Yeah. Like they are going to be the person that's sort of representing you and your business.
Yeah.
And again, providing them tips or training on effective communication, customer service, handling objections. So, you know, what if they can't come to that time or that kid didn't like that class? How can you maybe try and offer them something else or get them back? There's always maybe like a little script that you want to suggest. Yeah.
Another one that I was thinking about in terms of staff training is also letting your teachers, the teachers that are teaching the classes, just kind of letting them know a little bit of your trial process as well, so that they can put their best foot forward for those trial students. And then they're kind of like, what's the process after the class is finished? Am I taking them back to the front of house person? Am I just saying, see ya? Or, you know, like what's sort of the process
A great day.
Yeah. No. Like try and teach your team as well what to do with those trials also.
That is amazing. And like I mentioned, this is a bit of an overview. We go into this a little bit more in our Double Your Dance Studio free download 12-month extravaganza challenge. So if you would want to grab your hands, so if you want to get your hands on a copy of that, head to assemblydancestudiocoaching.com/Double Your Dance Studio. That'll also flag your interest in the challenge, and we'll send you any updates that we make to it and these kind of files that you can either, you know, share them with your team yourself. Mm. And it could be something that you work through with your team together, which would be a really good training exercise once a month or again, once a quarter or however you want to do it.
So that is the first episode in our little series of, well, not little, it's 12 months series of our Double Your Dance Studio. If you liked this episode, make sure you give us a big thumbs up and subscribe to the podcast. We also have a paid subscribers area now, which is super awesome, and we've been posting exclusive content in there. So if you want to grow your dance studio or just learn more from us, then you can head on over there, which will be in our show notes. But thank you guys so much for listening today.
Yes, thank you so much. And we look forward to speaking with you soon. Bye for now.
And that's a wrap for today's episode of the Assemblé Dance Studio Coaching Podcast. Thank you for joining me, Claire O'Shea, on this inspiring journey into the heart of dance studio ownership. Hope you found today's insights valuable and actionable. To unlock even more exclusive content and enhance your journey, be sure to subscribe to our members-only content on Apple or Spotify. It's the next step to elevate your studio to extraordinary heights. Your dedication to your craft and business is what makes this community so incredible. So until next time, keep dancing, keep growing, and keep reaching.